What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. We've got an exciting episode of Monday Morning Quarterback here on the Assassins Podcast. It's your host, Justin Vandehey, where every Monday what we do is we break down a company that's raised their pre-seed, seed, Series A round of financing, go a little deeper on the opportunity, talk about the business they're building. Before we get into the show, I want to highlight a couple of notable companies that did their thing this last week, kicking it off with Justice Text. Justice Text is strengthening the ability of public defenders to analyze crucial data with its evidence management software. That was led by Aston Motes, Bloomberg Beta, Dorothy Chow, Google Startups, Higher Ground Labs, and Mr. John Legend getting in the round. Zeet, a $4.3 million seed round. It's a developer-focused platform that deploys code or apt, AWS, GCP, and other cloud providers. That was led by Sequoia and Race Capital. HyperComply, a $6.4 million seed round. The best way to send and respond to security questionnaires. Those are always a pain in the ass. Firstmark, Garage Capital, Golden Ventures, Arise AI, a platform that explains and troubleshoots production AI. That was led by Battery Ventures, Foundation Capital, Swift Ventures. Carbine, a $56 million round. What they've built is a real-time emergency communication platform for emergency infrastructure. That was Cox Enterprises, General Global Capital, and Founders Fund. And last but not least, Muckrack, a $180 million massive growth equity round from Susquehanna. What they've built is a public relations management platform that helps organizations connect with journalists and generate media coverage. Exciting to dig into that one here in a second. All right, without further ado, Assassins, let's get it going. Assassin's state of mind, hustle, grind, see them dollar signs, assassin's state of mind, hustle, grind, see them dollar signs, way above the bottom line, assassin's state of mind, hustle, grind, see them dollar signs, assassin's state of mind, hustle, grind, see them dollar signs, way above the bottom line, assassin's state of mind, they say money over everything, everything, gauge in the game. Shopping for a wedding ring, salary, startups, crypto, stock exchange. Appreciate every penny, pocket change. One phone call and your life can change. What's your love language? Can't do business if it ain't reciprocated. Closing deals on a daily, weekly, monthly. Real recognize, real you dudes is acting funny. Don't waste our time, time is money. Every second generating revenue. Ups and downs, you ain't rode the waves, we do. Broke as a joke. Now we laughing at you. Blessed, like I said, I. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back in. Excited to have everybody back here. It is Monday, September 12th. We have got Monday Morning Quarterback here on the Assassins Podcast, which is perfect. Kickoff of the NFL season, and already my fantasy football team, both of them are just absolute trash. So good time to reflect on companies that are a little bit more successful than my fantasy operations here on the Assassins Podcast. Kicking it off this week, got a really exciting company we want to highlight. The industry around public relations is one that I feel like has been underserved for a long time. It's difficult to understand. I feel like PR often doesn't get a lot of love. And so this week we want to highlight a company named Muckrack. This last week, raising a massive $180 million growth equity round from Susquehanna Growth Equity, SGE. Muckrack, what they're building is a public relations management platform, and we'll get into what that actually means here in a second, but the company itself has actually been around since 2009, and I think what's remarkable about the business is it was bootstrapped up until this point. So this is actually a Series A. A couple big things noted here. SGE's managing directors, Josh Elzer and Scott Feldman, are joining the board. So to get into what the problem really is in PR and why what Muckrack is building is such a big deal, there really has never been a system of record for PR and media professionals. And so you think about the sales stack, there's a lot of tools dedicated to other functions within marketing, like ESPs and, you know, targeting, SEO, SEM. In PR, there's just not a whole lot outside of intelligence solutions, and we'll get into the competitive landscape here in a second. And so it's always been really difficult for PR teams to track and manage their outreach, and then also really quantify the impact of the campaigns that they're running. And so that's what Muckrack's platform allows PR teams to do. They can, through the platform, find the right journalists to reach out to. They can monitor the news across different channels that they've configured and set up in the system. They can also be more tailored and personalize their outreach to specific media outlets. They also have the ability to have some deeper analytics around campaigns to see and really validate how campaigns are performing to executive leadership, which I think is also a really important value add to the end-to-end platform. And then on the other side, what they've built for journalists as a free solution is they allow journalists on the other side of the network to build out things like their online profiles. They can support journalists in understanding to see when their content is being shared. They also, again, tap into a lot of the things they're doing on the PR side to provide value in just facilitating the connection between journalists and the PR customers that are buying the PRM. The overall market that Muckrack is operating in is a pretty large one. So the category around PR software is roughly a $5.5 billion market as of 2021. The category itself is up 14.7% from last year. So it's, again, a large growing market. The communications tech sector, specifically in the wake of the pandemic, is also up as companies are, you know, investing more in sort of their internal and external messaging. You see a lot of, you know, things like burnout. There's a lot going on in the media. So having the ability to track these campaigns and really focus on brand and positioning is also driving a lot of that growth. As far as the team's overall company health, as I mentioned, this company, Muckrack's been just hustling and bootstrapping since day one, which is really remarkable. And their revenues are up more than 300% between 2018 and 2021. Again, they've been profitable for over a decade. They have thousands of journalists on the platform that have Muckrack profiles. They also have a large base of enterprise customers, so they've bridged that gap. A&E, Pfizer, and Taco Bell, just to name a few. If you check out their case studies, they've got at least 30 of them on there that have just really well-established brands. And a little bit about the team. So again, I think what's really cool about this story, again, beyond building a profitable, growing business over the last decade, is that their co-founders, Greg and Lee, have been working and jamming together in and around media. And I think this is just a really great example of an entrepreneur that understands the pain that exists within a company, within a specific aspect of the business that has traditionally been underserved in PR, and then just built a kick-ass solution to solve their problems. And I think the other thing that's really important to call out here is that Greg and Lee, again, they've been working together for a really long time. Muckrack's been around for 13 years, but Greg was actually the host of Venture Voice. So he's one of the OG podcasters in just interviewing entrepreneurs and telling their story. And then Lee Semmel as well was really Greg's partner in crime through that. So they've built out the Shorty Awards. They've been doing things in and around media for a long time, and they've clearly built something that is growing fast. And so with all that said, this isn't just going to be a walk in the park for the Muckrack team. There's some early players that are growing fast in the space. I also think, again, in PR, they're part of the marketing stack, so I could see a world where there's heavier competition from other connected providers on the end-to-end stack if they decided to focus on media intelligence. But I think the massive one in the space is obviously Meltwater, is the traditional incumbent around media intelligence. Meltwater is a massive business. They've got 27,000 customers, 2,200 employees. They announced last year they did $402 million in revenue. They had 12% year-over-year growth last year. So they're the big kahunas in the space. A couple of younger early upstarts as well. Presley, notable. They've got 426 customers, a smaller team of 24. They've been in that for roughly 11 years. And then more recently, Prowly, a $1.1 million funding round built in 2016. So again, these are a little bit smaller companies, but I think the important thing also to call out is that the marketing tech landscape is broad. So, you know, you could see any number of providers, whether it was Salesforce or others, that are looking at the marketing cloud and saying like, hey, we could grab land here. Whether that's build, buy, or partner is kind of a big question, but you could start to see some synergies across the marketing. God damn, I just used the word synergies. Apologies for that. Never again. I swear, never again. But all that said, again, the point I want to hit home is that it's not going to be just a cakewalk. They could face some intense competitive pressure, but I think the $180 million growth round should help them really start to accelerate the things that they're doing. Looking at kind of what's next for the company, they mentioned that they're going to use the cash to build out just other aspects of the PRM. They also built, to my earlier point, around integration and other opportunities to integrate more deeply into the rest of the marketing stack. They're releasing their own API so that others can build, and I'm sure they can send and receive data from Muckrack, and then just continuing to offer additional services for journalists to encourage to build out that side of the network and get more journalists on the platform to create their profiles, which in turn, again, will provide value for their PRM corporate customers. So again, excited about what Muckrack is doing. Awesome job to Greg and Lee building out a product that's clearly solving a big need for an underserved part of the organization, and excited to see where these guys take Muckrack next. All right, that is a wrap. Monday Morning Quarterback in the books. Again, big shout out to Greg and Lee at the team at Muckrack. We got a big week coming up here on the Assassins podcast. We've got Chris Yeh coming back on the pod next week for Monday Morning Quarterback. Guy's a globetrotter. He's been all over the place. Hawaii, Bangkok. Excited to have him join the show again, break down a couple of opportunities based on companies that are raising their rounds here this week. We've got an awesome guest again coming out next Friday. I'm going to be out in Vegas for the HR Tech Conference. So if anybody's in Vegas, want to get together in the desert, let me know. Hit me up. Would love to hear from you, justin@assassins.com. Until then, appreciate y'all tuning in. Keep hustling, keep grinding, and keep getting that money. Assassin state of mind. Hustle, grind. See them dollar signs. Assassin state of mind. Assassin state of mind. Hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line. Assassin state of mind. Hustle, grind. See them dollar signs. Assassin state of mind. Assassin state of mind. Hustle. Grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line. Assassin state of mind. They say money over everything. Everything engaged in the game. Shopping for a wedding ring. Salary, startups, crypto, stock exchange. Appreciate every penny. Pocket change. One phone call and your life can change. What's your love language? Can't do business if it ain't reciprocated.